What's that?
Oh, you know, another day. Another dollar.
Yeah.
Tired as fluff.
Yeah. This whole year has just been tiring.
It sucked. It's been awful. I was hoping... I was looking for things to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if Halo's going to come out with another game. So I was like... And it's like, yeah, it's going to be Halo Dawnbreaker or something. It's not, that's not the name, but it's like Halo something.
Something.
And I was like, oh, sweet. And they're like, yeah, November 2025. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And they're like, no, that's when they may talk about it. And I was like, no. It's like, damn it.
May talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, may talk about it is in November. I'm like, no.
That's stupid. Yeah. There's a lot of the, books and
talk about Halo
graphics,
books?
Yeah, graphic novels. Fucked
on Halo books.
I didn't realize there was a lot of them.
A lot of them. They're great.
When did, I mean, I guess they started when Halo came out, but or did yeah. Halo books come first?
No. The game and then the books.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So like, the first Halo game came out, and then a little bit later, the Fall of Reach came out,
mm-hmm.
and so you got to see what led to the Pillar of Autumn.
Okay.
Jumping.
Yeah, there was a guy that was doing a video saying, I'm going to play all of the Halo games.
I still don't.
And then, like, all of a sudden, the mound of books, like, appeared in front of him. And I was like, what are these doing here? And then it was, you know, about, like, the auto, like, hyperfixation
yeah.
of a thing, a topic, or whatever
yeah.
type thing.
I have that problem. I absolutely do have that problem. Where, like, I'll watch something... And then I'm like, oh, and I dive like head into a universe.
Yeah, I haven't picked up the latest hardback yet. The Inevitable Ruin.
Yes,
I haven't picked that up yet. It is out.
Oh, nice.
But I haven't picked it up.
Nice. I think it's the next one's Carl's Doomsday something.
What?
The next book is going to be called Carl's Doomsday.
I mean, that was book two.
Bomb.
Book two was Doomsday Device.
No.
Doomsday.
It was, I thought book two was Anarchist Cookbook.
No, that's three. That is three, my good man.
Look what eight is.
I don't think he said
There's a working title.
Is there a working title?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
On the Goobs.
Oh, wait, no, that's still wrong.
It's not Doomsday Device.
Doomsday Scenario.
Is it Carl's Doomsday Scenario?
Is the second book. I don't see any working titles for... Okay. Eight. But I haven't picked that up yet. And it's out there. I assume it's out there. I'd rather pick it up in person rather than order it and go pick it up.
Carl's Book of Boom. So nothing close to what I said is the working title.
Okay. I mean, that's every book, but...
Book of Boom?
Yeah. Every single book is something goes boom.
He's an explosive expert.
Yeah. But, I mean, just, we know what it is.
Just
it's
lucky.
It's a road... It's not Mario Kart.
It's a road race.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But it's...
It's like... The Great Race. Where they... I may have mistitled it there.
Mm.
Rat Race.
Rat Race?
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, where they...
Just with cars.
Yeah, start in one place and they're going through and first to win gets like $1 million or whatever type thing. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that with checkpoints and stuff. It's actually a lot like The Amazing Race in real life.
There you go.
Yeah.
I wonder how many hours it's going to be.
Right.
I assume it's going to be like, oh, you're at a race, but you can stop in a town and chill, but that right. just means that you're going to be...
You're losing time yeah. as that's happening.
Yeah, I don't know how exciting it's going to be, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I know the train one was not great, but I think that's more of the...
Because I think
sheer vastness of the train
yeah.
system.
And I assume they're not going to concentrate as much on
no,
the race.
With there only being like 10 books and this is 8.
Yeah.
They're going to have to quickly figure out what to do.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Because everybody's dead.
Yeah. There's like one of two things is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They're either going to finish the...
The race really quickly?
Not the race. Yeah. They're either going to finish... The series is going to get close to the end, and they're going to go all the way through the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be Carl versus Donut. Because that...
Or there's another way for Donut to leave.
There's only one door.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only two doors to get to it. And we know that there's always a fucking sick twist at the end.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the two people who probably helped each other to survive to get there, then have to now turn on each other and fight. And it turns into Last Man Standing.
I don't think it'll ever go that route. I think there's a way to...
If they stayed leave. In the dungeon, that's how it would go. I mm-hmm. don't think they're going to stay in the dungeon.
I don't think everybody's going to stay in the dungeon. I think Carl is going to stay in the dungeon.
I think they're going... something's going to happen, and they're going to need people... The crawlers outside the dungeon. Or the AI is basically going to say, fuck it! Because we've got... fake gods from the dungeon running around in the real world now.
Yeah. You've also got the posse that is getting ready for phase blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So who knows what blah 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 is gonna be.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's gonna fuck it up. And also whatever the eagle guy. That was setting all the traps. And set the time trap or whatever. Yeah. We don't know what that does.
Well, I think that's the one that let the gods out.
Maybe. Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Skyfowl,
not eagle. Come on.
Giant eagle. But I don't know.
Yeah, it could go to that, and then they still have to figure out what the fuck's going on with AI and stuff. It's got to go outside of the dungeon because the AI is awakening other AIs.
Possibly. Probably. It's spreading.
Yeah.
But I don't...
Because it's already, Earth and two other systems have been cut off from the rest of the galaxy?
Maybe.
Yeah.
And working its way to the central system?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they're doing because we don't really know much about the central system or anything.
No.
Like that.
No. And what he is very good at is world building very quickly.
We did not watch...
the latest Star Trek?
The latest Star Trek. Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you weren't caught up by the time... we talked about the other one.
I caught up. I couldn't sleep, so I caught up.
Ah. Let's see. The one before last, what was the thing?
That was the... Not the one with...
Oh, that was the one where they... Wasn't it the one where they were... she was on the planet with a...
Yes.
A whatchamadooger?
Mm-hmm. With the Gorn.
Gorn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And they live together and they're like, oh, you're not ready for this.
I know that the Metrons were like, she didn't need you.
She was just lonely?
Yeah.
You were her pet,
she would have absolutely could have ate you. And I was like, this... Yeah, the Gorn would have eaten her, like... Right then. I don't care how lonely you thought it was.
Yeah.
It, yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I know it was needed to help Erica grow and get past her PTSD type stuff, which is still probably going to prop up because it doesn't get solved that easily.
Yeah.
But, you know. So it was needed that way. And it was... interesting. They're trying to build up this whole...
Mm-hmm.
There's all these power... You got the Q continuum running around, the Metrons.
Yeah.
Whoever built the freaking portal from the Edge of Tomorrow or whatever. The portal from the episode Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That brought... That sent them back in time, but brought Mariner and the other... folks to them.
See, and that's... I mean, I like where they're going with it, with throwaway episodes and it being, not as serious, but there's too few episodes...
To do that.
And it seems like everybody's like all these huge entities are in one corner of this little universe.
Yeah, in the Alpha Quadrant, essentially, and even smaller than that because they don't have warp 10. They're doing like 7 or 8. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, I understand that they're like, oh, we're in this sector today, and blah blah blah. Yeah, but it's just it feels like you're just in the same spot.
They're in spots that people have already gone.
Mm. And yet all the Qs and all the Gorns and all the everything.
Q, Gorn, Metrons.
All these...
The people that are... The Gwauld stuck in the little ball. Pokeballs.
Yeah, that like everybody's just here in this little area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But this is the last episode, right?
That season, yeah. It's a decent episode.
Yeah. Cliffhanger or just an episode?
It's no, there's no cliffhanger.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it resolves some stuff that you didn't realize needed to be resolved.
Okay.
It's yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Peacemaker, we've seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't. Well, today, unless you watched it.
It came out today. I've seen.
So we didn't watch it. But what was the last episode?
The last episode, he was spending time in the alternate universe.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, where he might actually stay. Well,
he wants to stay so bad.
But at the end of that episode, he said, I got to go back and do... Because at the end of that episode, there was a cliffhanger of them about to raid his house.
Yes.
And I assume that's where... And he was walking back to his door and was going to open the door or something like that.
Yep.
So that I assume that's the fallout in this episode.
Yeah.
Sorry, we can't talk about it because I don't know shit about it. I know there's going to be a fight. Maybe. I'm still waiting for the dad to be a racist piece of shit.
I don't think he will be.
You think this is a new universe? He's actually a good guy.
So they brought the eagle guy, right? To kill the eagle.
Yeah, the white Indian.
It's Michael Rooker.
Yeah,
and like what? James Gunn loves him. He's now been three characters in a James Gunn show, two in the DC universe.
Hey, it's nice to be in that good old boy club.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, man. I mean, it's like Nathan Fillion. Nathan Fillion has been. Two people now in the DC universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It is what it is, I guess. I mean, spread the love, but also take care of the ones that were there for you.
The character that he's perfect for it.
Mm-hmm.
I like see him, and like when I first saw him, and I even seen him dancing in the opening credits, I couldn't tell it was Michael Rooker.
It goes by pretty fast.
Yeah.
To see him.
He started talking. I was like, no way.
Yeah. Do you think the father was actually dancing? Because
no.
Okay.
He already said he wasn't.
Oh, he did say he wasn't.
Yeah. He said it was a stunt double.
Yeah.
Was dancing in that suit, and then all he did was the
pop up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And take off his mask.
Yeah.
I figured as much, but I was like, maybe he said, yeah, let me do it.
No. Yeah, no, not in the suit. Because he does a flip.
Oh, does he do a flip? I mean, I'm just trying to look and see who all the characters are.
There's a lot this season.
There are a lot. But that's why I was like, there was an older lady. I don't know who she's...
Peacekeeper's mom.
Oh, okay. But we haven't seen yet,
no.
I guess?
No, we haven't seen her yet. Okay. That's the funny thing is, like, any character that has, like, any marginal talking line or it's just there, they have in it.
That, really?
Yeah. They did it last season too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's about it. No, I know on the Switch. Do I?
That was So
yeah, go
is
for
Wind
it.
Waker, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker on the fucking Switch? It's old. It's an old game.
I don't think they've remade it yet.
Ugh, I want them to remake it.
Wind Waker.
It's the one where they're on the boat, on the ocean.
Legend of Zelda Wind Waker is available on the Nintendo Switch 2.
Fuck.
Through the Nintendo Switch Online Plus expansions per...
But is it remastered or is it the old one?
While not a full HD remaster like the Wii U version, this version offers visual upgrades, faster loading, and quality of life improvements over the original GameCube release. That is AI giving us the rundown. So it apparently is on 2, not 1. That does suck.
Maybe after I go to Salt Lake City, I'll buy the Switch 2 or something.
$600 is never going to go down. It's like 7, technically 7, I guess. I don't know how much it is. I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. Is Wind Waker coming to Switch 1 on expansion pack or just Switch 2? Switch 2 only.
They're just going to do Switch 2.
Yeah, there's no reason to backwards compatible it.
No. Yeah, no. Pretty sure most of the games are done selling on the Switch 1.
Yeah, that's why I've been going to unclaimed baggage and seeing what I can pop up and just grab for physical media, because fuck off.
Yeah.
I did buy Bioshock and Borderlands. They had a bundle for like $10 for the three games.
Borderlands 4 got remastered?
4 just came out. There is no remaster. It's a new game.
Oh, it must have been 3 that I was thinking was 4.
Probably.
I never played. Well, I know you did. Yeah. And I was like, that's cool.
Borderlands, Borderlands 2, Borderlands prequel.
Yeah.
Then it goes weird. Okay. And then there's 4.
Maybe
so 4 is not actually the 4th.
Maybe it was 2.
Maybe. Or 1. They all did.
A lot. In the,
2 probably.
In the living room.
Yeah, 2 probably. I don't think prequel came out at that. Well, hold on. Borderlands titles. In order. Borderlands 2009, Borderlands 2 2012. So yes, it was probably 2.
It was probably 2.
Probably Borderlands 2.
Yeah.
Cuz that's the year that we moved me down here.
Yeah.
Borderlands Legends, I don't know what the fuck that is. I never played it, but it also came out in 2012. Mm. It was probably like one of those little small titles like the Telltale shit or something. I don't know.
Oh, it could have been.
Yeah, Borderlands 2, Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep, which I did eventually buy, but I did not buy it when it came out in 2013. In fact, I thought it came out later than that.
I'm not going to lie. Like between 2015 and now, it's just been a blur.
Yeah. You're not wrong. Tales of the Borderland is the Telltale thing that I never played. Borderlands 3.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Oh, they're doing... That's not the release date order, though. That's the... That's stupid. Come on now. Where's my... Dang it. Let's go backwards. I clicked on something, and now it's... There, more items. Damn you, son of a bitch!
So much!
I'm clicking on more items, just for... And it's sending me to... Anyway, then the pre-sequel. Then Tales... Another... No, I already said that one. Borderlands 3, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. Oh, Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, that's it. I don't have Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep. I have Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, which came out 2022.
It's a cool jacket.
They're always too thick.
I know.
I like it. I like the thought of it, but those kinds of jackets are thick.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted a leather jacket.
It was a duster.
Yeah, kind of a duster.
That's like a... Not a full duster. It's just a duster that's going to cover your ass.
Yeah. And it seems like it was fleeced.
Yeah.
But just they're just the people so know that we're talking thick. About. Oh, yeah. Chronological.
I was looking for something else to talk about.
Did you find it?
No.
Tales of the Borderland, Wonderlands, which we talked about. So... Yeah, I might eventually pick up 4, but I don't know what system. It probably Xbox, computer or Xbox.
Xbox.
But I don't like owning big name titles in virtual.
Yeah.
Because of
one day it'll just no longer work.
Not even that. The publisher can be like, you can't have that anymore. Yeah. Because what, a couple months ago, maybe last year, I don't remember, as we said, everything's a blur, of like, you don't own the games that you're buying.
No. Well, that's like the Nintendo thing.
So Nintendo Switch, a couple months ago, was like, and that's everything. You don't own it.
With the electric cars or some of those cars that, like Mercedes is charging a subscription to get the higher end speeds on your cars.
The fuck?
Yeah. No, it's like a new common thing.
We're about to go back into the old ages where nobody's going to have those and just use manuals.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to bikes. But yeah, no. And then somebody else was saying that, if you want to go from 0 to 60 in under 5 seconds, it's, $16.99 a month. I'm like, are you fucking shitting? Yeah,
it's dumb.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. I need the future of is it Demolition Man? To where the Taco Bell Wars happened.
Yeah, it's Demolition Man.
Yeah, and then self-driving cars.
We're heading towards Idiocracy, the movie.
Oh, 100%. We're already kind of there.
No, we're not there yet.
We will be there next year when there's a UFC rink on the White House lawn.
Yeah, but we're not putting Mountain Dew on our crops yet. Or was it Gatorade? We're not putting Gatorade on our crops.
Was it?
It was Gatorade for electrolytes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're not doing that yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Farmers still know how to farm.
For now. I mean, they're unfortunately probably about to lose their stuff. I don't know.
I'm not going to lie and say that we're not, closer in some aspects than we should be, but further in others. Mm. But it's definitely a 50-50 split on closer and further.
I think the first step in Idiocracy was when Crocs actually took off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everybody started wearing Crocs.
Yeah.
And I have a pair on right now.
I don't own a pair.
I got them very cheap because I needed something to slip on. Mm. And sandals are... I don't like sandals. There's too many straps. And I don't like flip-flops because I don't like it going flap, flap, flap. Mm. And I was like, I just need a house shoe that I can just slip on and walk out in. And these are cheap. So I grabbed some.
My sandals are expensive that I wear at my house, but they're for my house.
Yeah.
And they're quote-unquote recovery shoes.
Recovery shoes?
Or recovery sandals, yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. They're super soft and make my feet feel nice. So nice. They can fuck off. I'll pay $40 for them, sure.
Yeah. See, I was going to buy some Birkenstocks.
Oh, I had Birkenstocks. My brother's dog ate one of them.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's all right.
But those were slip-ons.
They were from high school, so it was fine.
Mine too, but I don't think mine were Birkenstocks because we were poor and we had a Walmart. So Walmart does not carry Birkenstocks.
They do not, no.
So I don't know what I had, but they looked like Birkenstocks. Like the stripe, the this one, not the dome.
I had the dome.
You had the dome. See, I didn't have the dome. I had the sandal looking Birkenstocks.
I wore the shit out of those.
Like, I had the Walmart knockoff of those.
Yeah, I wore the shit out of those domes.
Yeah, they were easy to slip on and off.
Yeah.
But they're like $139. Fuck off. I'm not paying that for a sandal.
I saved up for it.
Oh, so you did. You were like, I want those.
Yeah. I had a job. And
fair enough.
Yeah.
And you wanted a pair.
I did.
So you did.
I got them. I had them for like 15 years.
Oh, yeah. I had mine for God knows how long. In fact, I think I just lost them in all the moves because I don't know.
I think I still wore them around the barracks in the Marine Corps.
Nice.
When I was just wandering.
Yeah. So, yep. Yeah, because apparently Walmart does have some, but they're $100. And I know we did not pay that much for sandals.
No. No.
But, yeah, that was the easiest thing, and I can't find a cheap knockoff anymore of those. So I was like, fine, fuck it, I'll get some Crocs. Get some
Crocs.
Mm. Yeah. Put sometimes Crocs. I put them in sports mode.
Yeah, no.
I think I actually bought these off of Woot. So they were definitely like maybe $20 or something. I was like, okay.
Hmm.
Or 15, I don't remember. Because I think normally they're, what, 40?
No idea.
I don't either. Let's see.
Crocs are lost on me.
Oh, they're not comfy. They're not good looking. They're not a good shoe.
I think in like 2008...
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing my English 101...
$34. Some are 50.
Yeah, English 101 class, and mm-hmm. we had our final, and it was to write a paper.
Yeah.
And she gave us a whole bunch of research material to write this paper.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote my paper on Crocs. because that's the material I had in front of me to write for a research paper.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I got an A, so it doesn't matter.
But hey, there you go.
It was fucking great. That was my first run-in with Crocs. I was like... And now I just realized that they've been around a fucking long time.
They have. When did Idiocracy come out?
No idea. They have no idea.
And they were around...
2008.
2006.
Really?
Idiocracy was...
in the Marine Corps when that came out?
Yeah.
Damn.
That came out in 2006, so Crocs had kind of been around a little bit longer than that for them to to look at it going, hey, look at this failed shoe.
Look how stupid they are.
Yeah. So... And I don't think the movie shot them into being popular.
Definitely not. It was sports mode.
Sports. Who knows what it was. But, yeah.
We've been all over the place.
A little bit. Cueless. It's a
crossword puzzle.
Yeah, without cues.
Mm.
No, it's not a crossword puzzle. It's like you...
It says crossword solitary game... 12 dice. Yep. Serious one. Okay.
Yeah, and then you just try to make as many words as you can. Possible. Or the longest word. You're trying to make the longest word.
Mm.
And okay. It doesn't have any cues.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I'm going to try my hand at glass cutting.
What?
Yeah. I ordered, I don't know how, I mean, I went and I got safety glasses and some thick-ass gloves because I don't know if it's going to shatter on me. I ordered... Well...
You got clamps to put...
Angle grinder disc. It's apparently this cuts glass. So we're going to... That's why I'm going to be like, we're going to try that. And then I got an actual glass cutting. We're going to find out.
You're going to use an actual glass cutter. And as long as you got it on clamps and something you can reliably trace on, you'll be fine.
Yeah. So
yeah, as long as you can maintain that straight line, that the yeah,
we're gonna find out. It's gonna be fun.
Cool.
All right.
Yep.
Bye.
I've actually cut glass before.